Dear readers, thank you so much for your messages. Great to hear from you and glad to see so many of you putting pen to paper to keep the dying art of letter writing alive. Fan letters are so much more satisfying than tweets. I'll do my best to answer your questions, the most common being, how much do you earn? The short answer is, none of your business. And the slightly longer answer is, not as much as you think. In fact, I don't know how I've survived so long on what amounts to a small percentage of the minimum wage. Now, I know that some of you are keen to become writers too, and thank you for saying my recent school visit and book talk inspired you to write. I'm thrilled to hear it. But all I can say is, don't do it for the money. You'd be foolish if you did. The work would have no value. You wouldn't be writing from the heart, but writing what you think other people want. So it isn't about money. And in the words of Stephen King, it's about enriching the lives of those who will read your work and enriching your own life as well. Another popular question. Where do the ideas come from? It seems you haven't noticed I only ever had one good idea, and I keep reworking it over and over, just changing names and places for each new novel. Touch wood, no one else has noticed this either. I hasten to add that this wasn't entirely my choice. I'd love to branch out and try other things, but these days, if you produce a book that sells well, gets rave reviews and wins awards, publishers want you to keep churning out the same old thing, repeating yourself until you're blue in the face. In fact, I'm currently working on, and this answers another of your questions, a proposal for a new 10-book series. It's going quite slowly so far, but I'm sure it will be fine once I've figured out the first book, because the other 9 will be more or less the same thing anyway. I'm only partly serious there. It isn't really so bad. This morning I was served by a shop assistant who seemed surly, unsmiling, didn't even look at me, and I left the shop in a terrible mood. I'm like that, you see, a chameleon. I take on other people's good and bad vibes. It was only later that I asked myself, what kind of life does that person have that he or she can't even raise a smile? Did something awful happen to them? It's impossible to know. And then you start to imagine their life, their background, all the little things that could have gone wrong. And that's just one example of where ideas come from. You also asked, if I hadn't become a writer, what else might I have done? That's a good one, difficult to answer because I've often thought about giving up only to remember I have no other skills. I never did the sensible thing by learning a trade I could fall back on if the writing didn't work out. So I suppose this is what I was meant to do. It's what I'm stuck with anyway. But when it's going well, when the story is flowing and coming alive and all but writing itself, there's nothing to equal it. No thrill or pleasure comes close. At such times, it doesn't matter how good or bad you are. You're simply a vessel with the words pouring out of you and there's nothing else you'd rather do. So it's hard not to recommend this kind of work. And I can't honestly say to any of you, please don't do it. The reward isn't financial, you see. It's the work itself. So go ahead, give it a shot, keep writing, and keep those handwritten letters coming.